From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Founding member states of the European Union are pressing for Britain to leave quickly. This week, there will be much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will, for the first time, meet without Britain. Former British Foreign Secretary David Miliband spoke Sunday on the NBC News program Meet the Press.
In an up and up or down vote on an institution that is unloved, in a way, it's not surprising that you get a down vote. The trouble is you have to live with the consequences. And I always say to people, populism is popular until it gets elected, and then it has to make decisions. And that's when the trouble starts.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute. Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond.
We will continue, the United States, to have a very close and special relationship with Great Britain. We value that relationship. That does not change because of this vote.
John Kerry, a senior Iraqi official, says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area of the city held by IS. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say many more have been wounded in days of ground and air raids near the Pakistani border. This is VOA News. Two new U.S. political surveys Sunday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton with a growing lead in the U.S. presidential race. A Washington Post ABC News poll said support for Republican challenger Donald Trump has plunged in recent weeks, giving Clinton a 51-39% edge nationwide among registered voters. Just a month ago, a poll by the same news organizations had Trump ahead of the former U.S. Secretary of State, 46-44. An opinion poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News shows Clinton with a 46-41 edge, a 2-point gain over the last month. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to issue an important decision Monday on abortion. At issue is whether state laws mandating increased medical protections for abortion patients actually pose an undue burden on abortion providers, unconstitutionally hindering women's ability to get abortions. The court will rule on a Texas law requiring abortion providers to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and to be equipped with costly health care equipment. Panama officially opened an addition to its canal on Sunday for a new generation of supercargo ships. The opening caps a 9-year, $5.4 billion expansion project that will double shipping capacity. Authorities in Somalia say a siege at a Mogadishu hotel has ended. A government minister says at least 20 people were killed in the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Somalia's foreign minister says among the dead is the country's environment minister. China's state news agency says 35 passengers on a bus died Sunday when the vehicle smashed into a highway guardrail and burst into flames. The official Xinhua news agency said 20 people were injured in the incident in Hunan province. Police have detained the bus driver. The agency said local officials believe an oil leak caused by the crash likely ignited the fire. Syria's main opposition alliance is expressing concern over Iran's campaign of recruiting and training thousands of Afghans to fight in Syria. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday they have received a letter expressing the concern. A government official says the letter urges President Ashraf Ghani to take urgent steps to stop religiously motivated exploitation of Afghans and to discourage them from becoming part of the Syrian conflict. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.